This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is wet and messy snow this morning around Denver and across much of Colorado. Snow and slush on the streets and sidewalks, and that won't change much through the day. For Denver, the snow could continue into Friday morning, and temperatures stay in the 30s today. There's more snow for Grand Junction and in the mountains, and that starts to clear up tomorrow. Today's snow could set up dangerous avalanche conditions in Colorado's mountains today through Friday. An avalanche watch is in effect for the southern Sawatch Mountains. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says the most dangerous conditions are in or near Monarch Pass, with a high risk of avalanches and at above treeline. U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert says she won't run in the special election to complete her fellow Republican Ken Buck's term in office. Boebert is leaving her seat in Colorado's 3rd District to run in the 4th, where Buck is retiring before his term is over. For Boebert, winning the vacancy election would force her to quit her current seat early.
I'm not leaving my constituents in the 3rd District.
You're still planning on running in Buck's
district? Yes, I'm winning the primary and the general in the 4th.
Boebert criticized Buck's decision as a backroom deal meant to advantage another candidate in the primary. At least two other candidates in the race, Jerry Sonnenberg and Deborah Flora, have said they will seek the special election nomination. Access to telehealth services in two southern Colorado communities is getting a boost from their library district. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
People in Colorado City and Rye can now check out telehealth kits from their local branch of the Pueblo City County Library District. The kits include a laptop, thermometer, and other items, and include a hotspot for patrons who don't have internet access. They're funded through a $125,000 state grant to help rural residents obtain basic health care online. Currently, the kits are available at the Greenhorn Valley Branch Library in Colorado City. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Again, the snow continues through the day. Highway travel is difficult. Flights are canceled at Denver International Airport. There are details at CPR.org.